Okay. So, yeah, I'm the filthy Fraunhofer guy that asked the intrinsic question. my name is Florian. Nice to meet you. Last year, my colleague Adam had a talk here about the open source VVC decoder, VVDeck, and the encoder VVEnc here at FOSDEM. And I optimized the decoder for ARM architectures in my master thesis, which I will talk about now. So basically, that's this, on the right deck. You can see the ZIMD optimization of VVDeck. So VVDeck is optimized for SSE 4.1 and AVX2. 4.2 wasn't needed, so 4.1 wasn't enough. And to be also able to run VVDeck on ARM architectures, the open source project ZIMD Everywhere is used, which basically, like in this case, ports the SSE implementation to ARM architectures. And it does this by using either built-in functions or Neon intrinsics, in this case, because it's ARM. And but it can also only use Scala implementations and tells the compiler to like vectorize it automatically. So yeah, a combination of these. So and my goal was to make it faster for ARM. for that, the first thing I did was identify the hotspots. I was profiling VVDeck using instruments since I was using this M1 PC here. And yeah, I divided the profiling into three steps. First of all, I identified the most time-consuming functions. With these, I checked like the performance on ARM versus the performance on x86. And the third part was, since VVDeck is implementing every ZIMD function as a non-vectorized version as well, I compared, or I wanted to know like how much speed up does the ZIMD implementation generate. And with all this information, I chose the four most promising function, which basically means I wanted to get the biggest bang for the buck. And yeah, I chose to optimize these four functions. On the left, you can see the names of these four functions. Don't mind the names. The only thing that is interesting is like the speed up. And yeah, this graphic shows the manual optimization, so the optimization I did versus the automated optimization from ZIMD Everywhere. And I visualized this for one of the JVET video sequences for a quantization parameter of 43. And yeah, you can definitely see that like two functions have a really nice acceleration. So compared to the ZIMD Everywhere implementation. So in this case, the apply load ZIMD function and the xget SAD function. But generally speaking, you can definitely notice that ZIMD Everywhere does a decent job in comparison to like just optimizing with C intrinsics. And yeah, after having a look at the single function accelerations, I also wanted to know like how much is the impact of the optimization of these four functions on the general or on the total acceleration of VVDeck. So I measured 11 JVET video sequences, two times obviously, since I need to compare them, and averaged it for every or for common quantization parameters. And yeah, the range is between 3% and 9%. What is definitely noticeable is that like with decreasing quantization parameter, the speed up gets lower, and this is because the bit rate is higher with lower quantization parameters. Because of that, like the decoding of the entropy decoding is getting more complex, and yeah, it gets a bigger piece of the cake. So yeah, that was basically my master thesis in a nutshell. And after that, I also integrated like ZIMD Everywhere to port the AVX2 implementation to ARM, which also led to a contribution, which was pretty nice. It led to a contribution to ZIMD Everywhere, since there were some errors in the portation. And right now, since there's also an encoder, I'm repeating the optimization for VVENC. And in the future, we might also optimize for the scalable vector extension, like directly, or the scalable matrix extension. So yeah, thank you for joining the rest of us. Any questions? If you have any questions, feel free to ask. You can also ask me at the, I don't know, post-Fosdem drink up. I don't know. So let's go. Yeah?
I have one. So what is translating across all the speed presets when you do the encoding, the decoding improvements?
What? The presets? Sorry.
So when you do the encoding, you have different presets, right? So
no, that's...
complexity decrease can be slightly varied across...
You are asking about the encoding?
So after the encoding, when you decode, right, does it translate across all the presets for decoding? Because every preset may not have all the tools.
Yeah, that's true. So the question was, like, there are different, like, there are different presets in the encoding which affect the functions called in the decoding. This is true. I tried to get a general overview which functions were used by, like, profiling several